Usually at this time, you hear a Wisconsin Life piece here on Central Time. So today we'll have a few clips from the new Wisconsin Life TV show. It launches tonight at 8 on Wisconsin Public Television.
Joe Ostrowski is here to give us a preview of the new show. He's a producer and reporter for Wisconsin Public Television. Joe, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Sure. Well, how is the Wisconsin Life TV show different from the radio episodes?
Well, the first difference, of course, is that it's on television, which gives us a little bit of luxury. You know, there are a lot of people who are doing incredible things around the state that are very visual. Lots of visual artists, lots of performers, lots of people who are carrying on family traditions or community traditions that are just remarkable visually. I can think, for example, of up in Shawano County, there are some folks who have been putting up barn quilts for the past few years that are just stunning, and to be able to show those to people, I think, is a real pleasure.
And what's the relationship between the radio series and the television show? Are we going to see a lot of the same stories told for television, or are these all unique stories?
A little bit of both. We've had some collaboration with some of the radio reporters and producers in going out in the field and gathering some of those stories. But we also have a lot of brand new, unique stories that are just now debuting for the first time. And some of those we'll be seeing new tonight, in fact, and over the next few weeks. A lot of the stories that we're trying to showcase involve personal stories. Also, people with their passions around the state. What is it that drives people in Wisconsin? What makes them unique? What makes them who they are?
Talk a little bit about how the TV episodes are structured. What can we expect?
Well, one thing you won't see is a host. There's a real goal here to let these people speak for themselves, to celebrate the character of the state. There is some narration on some of these individual stories. So during a half an hour show, you'll see a number of individual stories from different parts of the state, of people doing different types of things. We really want to have a good mix, a good diversity in terms of the types of stories we have, in terms of the backgrounds of the people we feature, and in terms of what parts of the state are represented there.
Well, let's listen to some examples. We've got some clips here. What are we about to hear first?
The first one I'd like to have is from Sandra Martinez from Door County. She's an artist. And in this clip, she's describing a moment when she was a younger artist, a couple decades ago, actually, when she had a conversation with a friend that sort of gave a new trajectory to her work and really her life.
I developed these personal drawings that are like primitive drawings. They're very stick figure-ish. They're very simple.
She kept working, kept drawing, until one conversation changed everything.
I had no idea that it was one of those monster turning points in your life where everything is different after that. And, you know, you look back now and it all seems so clear, but at the time it wasn't.
That was an episode of Wisconsin Life, the television show about a Wisconsin artist, and you can hear the radio version of this story Wednesday at 4:45 right here on Central Time. Let's roll right into another clip for the new show. What do you have for us next, Joe?
This is a poem by James P. Roberts. He lives in Madison. He rides a bicycle, and he is a big fan of libraries. In particular, he's a big fan of these little free libraries that are popping up all around the country. And if you've spent any time in Madison, you've no doubt seen dozens of them. This is a poem he wrote about what libraries have meant for him in his life.
Mother would take us to the East Side Library, where I would check out as many books as they would allow. And for those last few weeks before school, I would sit in the summer sun and read westerns, mysteries, sports, and science fiction, lapping up other lives like a thirsty dog. I often dreamed of one day living in a library where I could read all the books. But then I would miss Mother's good food.
That's from a story about Wisconsin's little free libraries. Tell us a little bit more about that story, Joe.
Well, what's remarkable about James is when those little free libraries first started popping up, and this is a story that one of my colleagues put together, he had a goal of biking to all of them in one day. And if you've seen how many of those have popped up, that's next to impossible. But he's really found kind of a sense of excitement and exploration in visiting all those different little free libraries and finding the little books that people have left in them. And really has developed a passion for those, something that a lot of us take for granted.
How are you finding people like James or all these stories that you're featuring here on Wisconsin Life?
Well, I think we found the easiest way to find people, and easy is probably the wrong word, but one of the most effective ways to find people is to just get in the car, drive to a neighborhood, drive to a town, and knock on doors. Go visit a library, go visit a church, go visit a community center, and say, listen, is there anybody who's doing something interesting here in town or who has an interesting story? And 9 times out of 10, people can name someone. The one challenge is so often people assume that, you know, these people that they spend their lives with that are in their neighborhoods, that are in their communities, again, they take them for granted. They assume, well, who would be interested in that story? And we are. We're interested in those stories. And I think people, when they see the chance to suggest that one of their neighbors, one of their friends, one of their coworkers is doing something that's deserving of attention, they jump at the chance, and they've been very helpful.
I'm reminded of Steve Hartman's stories with CBS News, and we see his features on 60 Minutes and CBS Sunday Morning. He's been remaking the Charles Carrelt On the Road series. But back in the 90s, he did a series called Every Life Has a Story, and he literally threw a dart on a map, flew to that town, found a phone book, opened it up to a random page, put his finger on a random name, and called that person and got their story. And that's what I'm kind of hearing you say with a little bit of a Wisconsin twist.
That's true. And, you know, for a lot of us who are younger TV reporters, and it's kind of a geeky thing to do, but every now and then after work, you know, we'd sit around and we'd look up Steve Hartman stories online and watch them and talk about them certainly enjoyed him. The kind of thing he did, recognizing, again, that everybody does have a story, is the kind of thing that really inspires a lot of us and that a lot of us are trying to do in different ways. And being able to work on this project is definitely a chance to do that.
Yeah, he does a great job. Well, we do have one more clip. Joe, why don't you set this one up for us?
Right. This is Wayne Valier from Lac du Flambeau, Wisconsin. He is one of just a few Ojibwe birch bark canoe makers that are still around in the Midwest. And he does a lot of work with youth, showing them the traditions that go into making these canoes. And here he talks about the connection between his artistry and the natural world.
You don't go on your terms, on your time. You go on nature's time. And for an example, the birch, it only peels in mid-June to maybe early July. So there's a short window of opportunity to actually harvest the bark. The roots are there, gotten usually later in the fall when the sap runs into the tree. We usually harvest our cedar when the swamp is frozen, because we go into the cedar swamp, there's no mosquitoes. It's easy to travel into the swamps to get the cedar for all the woodworking in the canoe.
That's from a story about the connection between nature and canoe making. Joe, what more would you like us to know about that story?
Well, what's really remarkable is that Wayne has made a point, and this is something that was inspired by his grandmother, has made a point of passing on native culture as best he can and in as many different ways as he can. So while he shows young kids in elementary school, junior high school, and high school how these canoes are made, he takes a step back and talks about culture, talks about current issues too, issues of health and the health of the environment. So he's really taken kind of a holistic approach to the making of a canoe.
Joe, I've come to learn that you're not from Wisconsin.
That's
you're
true.
You're actually from Illinois. What's your impression of life in the Badger State so far as a result of this job?
It's incredibly diverse. You know, that's what I've learned, is that from town to town, county to county, block to block, this is a diverse state, and there are a lot of people who make an effort to live here for one reason or another, and in different communities, and that each community has little gems of people who are doing really phenomenal, creative, exciting things that they're really passionate about. And it seems like there's something about Wisconsin that attracts people who are really excited about doing something and want a good place to do it.
Well, thank you so much, Joe, for being with us.
Thank you, Cynthia.
That's Joe Ostrowski, a producer and reporter for Wisconsin Public Television.